Hello and welcome to the Encouraging Angels podcast with Stan Szymanski. I'm your host, Stan Szymanski. Today is Thursday, April 25, 2024, and I have a great show for you today. Neither Encouraging Angels nor Stan Szymanski nor anyone affiliated with Encouraging Angels is offering any type of advice on this program. We do not offer medical advice. We do not offer legal advice. We do not offer financial advice. We do not offer personal advice of any kind. Please consult a professional in the area of your need or interest. And everything presented here is for informational purposes only. I did a search, as I do regularly, for stories on the disabled and special needs. And wow, on the special needs, I really found that there was a complete shortage of stories, which means it doesn't mean that bad things are happening. It means that they're being throttled at, I guess the search engine level. But still, I was able to come up with some things that I'm not happy about. And it's part of the recurring theme here on the show about if it is at all possible. And again, I'm not giving anybody advice. This is for your consideration. You know, to get out of the cities, to take care of your kids yourself, and to be away from these systems. These systems are wicked, in my humble opinion. In my humble opinion. Here's a story. So basically, if I had to title the show right now, which I usually do after the show, I would say, are today's schools safe for special needs and disabled children? And the answer is, of course, no. Here's a story from Fox News, published April 22. New York parents furious. Special needs students could be forced out of building amid migrant influx. And the subtitle is, we don't want them to just offer us anything like we are pieces of trash, said West Prep Academy's PTA president. Now, this is by Alba Kubas Fantuzzi, if I'm saying that correctly. From Fox News, again, published April 22. I'm not going to read the whole thing, just part of it to give you the flavor of this. Special needs students at a New York City middle school could be forced off of its campus due to an influx of migrant children as a result of the ongoing border crisis, a looming decision that sparked protests against the relocation. Justin Holland, a student at West Prep Academy, which is housed in the same school building as PS 145 in the Upper West Side, said he feels like he's being pushed out of a safe space. This is a change for me, and I don't like change. I just don't like how we're being pushed into a new environment that's not safe for me, the seventh grader told the New York Post. Some of Holland's peers reiterated the same sentiment. India Ringgold said the school's current location makes her feel, quote, safe, unquote, while sixth grader Logan Padron added that the new campus's cafeteria looks like a prison. Sixth grader telling you it looks like a prison. Back to the article. West Prep has a 43% population of children with special needs. As a replacement, they have been given an old schoolhouse with no outdoor space or adequate accommodation for its disabled students, the Post reported. One parent, Bianca Louch, was concerned. Quote, there's smoke shops everywhere and there's also people outside that are bums. So why keep our kids in the street playing when there's literally a park right there where they can play basketball and all the sports that they have? Louch told the Post, unquote. So, first of all, they're being pushed out by the migrants. So, people who are citizens of the United States and residents in New York are being pushed out in favor of people who have never done a damn thing for this country. People who haven't paid any taxes. People whose forefathers didn't serve in the wars that kept this country safe. And they're pushing out children who need help. Like, and let me start to make a differentiation here, because with a 43% population of children with special needs, not all those kids are what I would call, and again, this is my humble opinion, truly special needs. You know, like my daughter was in a wheelchair. My daughter couldn't walk. She couldn't talk. She couldn't feed herself. That's special needs. Let's go to this story of a Connecticut mayor having to defend comment that special needs, student special needs designations are out of control. Again, the system is screwed up. Let's go to this article. This is from the Hartford Courant, and that's C-O-U-R-A-N-T. And let's get this. This is by Sean Krofskik. That is some kind of Norwegian name that I have a lot of problem with. Krofskik. Sean Krofskik. Again, and that was published on April 19, 2024. And let's take just a bit from this to give you a flavor of what's going on, you know, in public schools in these cities. Enfield Mayor Ken Nelson is facing criticism following comments from a recent town council meeting where he raised the issue of designation of children as special needs and said it is, quote, out of control, unquote. The comment came after a member of the Enfield chapter of Standing Up for Racial Justice addressed the council with data that points to a disproportionate number of students of color and students with disabilities being arrested or suspended from school in town in the 2022 to 2023 school year. The speaker also noted concerns about academic performance gaps, quote, potential racial biases, unquote, and made a call for a deep look at data that would be available to educators for training in implicit bias de-escalation techniques and cultural competency and for an equity study. The speaker also noted that some of the data she cited was readily available publicly on state education websites. Quote, I don't care if they're white, black, green, or orange. If they are threatening harm to another student in school, they deserve to be suspended, unquote, Nelson said in response. The video shows, that's all from the same sentence. Sorry, I did a very poor job of reading that. Let me start from the beginning of this paragraph. Quote, I don't care if they are white, black, green, or orange. If they are threatening harm to another student in school, they deserve to be suspended, unquote, Nelson said in response. The video shows, quote, that falls for special needs too. Unfortunately, special needs has gotten so out of control in this country. Any child that needs a spanking at 2 years old when he's 16 and doesn't want to listen, he's special needs now. The comments upset some parents, and in a written statement to the Courant on Thursday, Nelson said he made the comments only in regard to arrests. Quote, my comments were solely based on the accusations presented at the council meeting by a member of the public that our Board of Education and Police Department are targeting certain groups and classes of people with arrests that have happened in the Enfield school system. She has no documentation to back up her comments, Nelson stated. My comment was addressing the arrests and arrest only. I do not care if you're black, white, green, orange, or special needs. If you threaten harm or harm another student or staff member, you should be arrested. I'm going to stop there. And again, we claim fair use for this and for the previous article that I read from. Special needs folks, and I mean, let me see, in my experience of special needs, which are typically much more profound than what they're talking about in the public school right now, because you can't have 43% special needs. You just can't. The number's way too high. I mean, society would have fallen apart already. Society is falling apart, don't get me wrong, but at 43% special needs, I mean, you would have to have, you know, one person taking care of each person in that, you know, each person in that 43%. You couldn't find enough people to do that. There's a couple things here. So first of all, people are getting designated as special needs when they have really no business being special needs. I am quite sure, and again, this is my humble opinion, that part of what he's saying about, you know, somebody that needed a spanking at 2 and at 16 doesn't want to listen, he's special needs now. You know, that's a spoiled brat. Whether you have money or don't have money, you can still be a spoiled brat by not, you know, disciplining your kids. But there are, you know, substantial numbers in the true special needs community who have behavioral problems. And I mean that they, you know, they regularly strike out at people. It's just what they do. It's a behavior that's part of their person. It's not like, pathological, it's behavioral. If I can put it that way. And those people have to be treated differently, and they need to be in different institutions. They don't need to be in public school. Again, there are certain, you know, special needs folks that they hurt people. They bite people. They hit people. Some of the ones who actually can, you know, walk and somewhat talk and feed themselves. I mean, they're still, they might be, I mean, I did a story on the show here 3 or 4 months ago, and it was also in Florida. There was another story I looked at from Florida earlier today. Forgive me for that. But where, I mean, this kid was well over 200 pounds, and his aide, quote unquote, threatened to take his, I think, his Nintendo off of him. And the kid, I mean, literally, you know, ran up to her, gave her a right cross and knocked her out, and then beat her on the ground. How special needs he is, I don't know, but he, I believe that he was. And what's he doing in a public school? What is he doing in a public school? Because the folks who actually get paid as DSPs, direct service providers, you know, inside the institutional world of special needs and disability, I mean, they face a whole different set of challenges taking care of people that the quote aides, unquote, that are in public schools have just no business at all. And again, in my humble opinion, no business at all addressing or subjecting themselves to that kind of potential violence. And at fault in the bigger picture is, a couple things you really want to go into it, but no, the school system, because, they're mandated, right, that they've got to give every kid an education. Uh, And of course, I would go back and I'd, you know, lay blame at the feet of the pharmaceutical companies myself. Again, this is my humble opinion. Look who has the patents on the coronavirus, patents on the vaccines. I mean, the work of Ed Dowd, of which we've documented on our blog, www.encouragingangels.org, go to EA blog, that there were 1.1 million excess deaths from, not from the virus, from the jab. Folks, come on. 3.5 million permanent disabilities during the COVID years. And 28 million adverse events. I mean, this is craziness that this is being done to the American population. It's really the human population around the world. But these, you know, in some respects, I mean, this the school districts are being overwhelmed. Overwhelmed. And what does that mean for you? It means that if you have a kid that's special needs or disabled, you want that kid to grow up and have friends and be part of the community if possible and all that. That's what mainstreaming is about. But mainstreaming isn't the right thing for everybody, in my humble opinion. If they're truly special needs, truly disabled, you know, that they should be, if things were like super great, probably be in an institution as opposed to a public school. In my opinion, my humble opinion. All I can tell you is, you know, that you need to fight for your kid. And I've told our story before about when our daughter was alive, all the things that we had to do, all the things that were done to her. I mean, things get done to kids when you're away from them that would never happen if you were there. Here's a story. I think this is from the Mirror by Emma Rowbottom, April 19, 2024. Horror moment, disabled girl, 12, filmed being dragged out of wheelchair by school bullies. And this girl, who really is, you know, paralyzed, she can't walk. You know, a mom has been left heartbroken after seeing horrifying footage of her disabled daughter, 12, being pulled out of a wheelchair before being beaten and filmed by school bullies. I don't even want to tell you what is going through my mind if that were done to my daughter. I don't even want to tell you. But in my humble opinion, if it is all possible, and this is where you're going to need to use your faith, in my humble opinion. And again, I'm not giving anybody specific advice. This is for your consideration and information. Is that I would pray to the Lord Jesus about a way out for me and my kid. A way out of the city. A way out of a completely failed school system. A way out of years of future abuse like this story I just read to you from the Mirror. I know that you have to work. If you're a special needs parent, most likely you're a mom, because in 80% of the cases, the dad leaves because he can't deal with, you know, the genetic, responsibility, et cetera, et cetera. 80% of marriages fail and 90% of them bankrupt. And so that mother, who is faithful to her child, is faced with either being part of the system, part of the welfare system that she'll probably never get out of, or, that she does work, and she is faced with getting up extra early every day to get her kid ready. And it's like, you know, when you got a special needs kid, you it'll take you at least an hour to get her ready to get out of the house. You know, if you had a daughter, him, her. And then you go to work all day, and then your kid has to stay in some kind of like extracurricular thing because you're working until 5 o'clock. You know, if it's a, you know, quote, 9-to-5 job, which there aren't that many of those anymore. And then the rest of the night, you're a caretaker. And this goes on ad infinitum for the rest of your life with him or her. I would consider praying to the Lord Jesus for a way out for me now. A way out to maybe a country cousin. Somebody who can maybe help share the burden just a little bit. Maybe they could watch the child 2 days a week while you work, or 3 days a week while you work, or a couple hours a day while you work. That you would move out to an area where you don't need to be paying incredible amounts in rent in these inner cities. Where there's a will, there's a way. I mean, if you have any, you know, siblings, family that would be willing to help and to consider this kind of thing, maybe to even get together and buy a property that's maybe nothing more than land, and you even put trailers on it. I mean, we're you know, if you listened to the show yesterday, I mean, we're facing war, nuclear war, so much evil, so much breakdown. And the worst place to be, in my humble opinion, is the inner city, is the city. And the suburbs won't be that much better. The country is really the place, in my humble opinion. Because that kind of abuse on that child is terrible for them, and it's terrible for you. And really, you need to ask yourself, what am I getting for my money? What am I getting for my tax money? While the migrants are getting it for free. And they push the deserving children out of a spot. I mean, the system is failing the disabled and the special needs. And again, in part of defense for them, they're being overwhelmed. And in part, this is being orchestrated, in my humble opinion. Yep. Folks, there's so much going on. Trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you don't know Jesus, you need to get to know him. And the only way to do that is through his word, because it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. That's John 1:1. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1. And then read the entire Gospel of John. And ask yourself, is Jesus Christ who he said he was? Is he God of very God? Is he the Savior of mankind? Because the answer unequivocally is yes, he is. But you need to find out for yourself. You need to acquaint yourself with Jesus Christ. You need to do your part to be his friend. Because when it comes time for going to heaven or not, if you do not know the person who guards the door and is the gate, you will never get in. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but there's people who, you know, Jesus said there's people who will come to me who said, Lord, Lord, you know, we did miracles, you know, in your name. And he says, depart from me. I never knew you. You need to know Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the miracle man, the miracle God man. He is the one that can change your situation. But if you're, you know, if you have institutionalized sin in your life, in other words, made it a part of who you are, not just a mistake you made, that's not going to happen. You need to repent of your sin. You need to ask for forgiveness and tell the Lord you're sorry. And accept him as Lord and Savior, that he is God, not you. That he sits on the throne of your life, not you. And that he is Savior, that his finished work on the cross paid for your sin and my sin. His, because he lived a perfect life, he is the only one worthy to be called the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. And that he rose again from the dead to give you eternal life if you will take hold of it. And if you will abide in him. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If the branch breaks off of the vine and dies, he's good for nothing. It's good for nothing but to be bundled up and burned. People will burn. Jesus talked about people burning. There is a lake of fire that was originally meant for the devil and his minions, but it's also going to be including those who refused the message and offer of Jesus Christ of eternal life. But he can do more than we can hope or imagine. But first comes faith. And you need to ask God for the faith that you need to believe him, and he will give it to you. There is so much evil in and coming upon this world, coming right at us. This is a special plea. It's a plea for everybody. But for the special needs parents, to not go through these things, because we're going to go through enough things. Praying for a place of refuge, a hiding place for you and your children. Again, I'm not giving any personal advice here. I know this made a difference in my life when I trusted Christ. And myself and my wife were believers by the time that we had our daughter and the trouble came. Because we had someone we could depend upon, and that is Jesus Christ. There is no other God that promises to never leave you and that he sticks closer than a brother. That's in the scripture. So trust him now is my admonition to you. Folks, with what's coming, you also need information on how just to survive if you weren't in the military and haven't thought about this kind of stuff, about, you know, water, food, shelter, energy, and protection. You need, and communications, you need a resource like Jack Lawson's Civil Defense Manual. It's $100, 950 pages of information. If and when, the grid goes down, that there's no electricity, you have information at your fingertips. For $100, I mean, to me, it's totally worth it. It's for you to consider civildefensemanual.com. And please consider supporting Encouraging Angels. If you appreciate our show, like what we did today, if you appreciate the writings that appear on Encouraging Angels, if you appreciate our music, message, and testimony, please consider giving to Encouraging Angels. Go to www.encouragingangels.org. Go to the Donate tab, and you can give directly online through our Cornerstone link that's there, or you can send something direct to our P.O. box. This is the Encouraging Angels podcast. I'm Stan Szymanski, and I look forward to seeing you right here next time.